Row. A row is brewing in Kiambere Ward in Imbiri Constituency, Embu over control of sand harvesting business along Tana River within the Seven Forks Dam's cascade. At the center of the dispute is control of revenue generated from sand harvesting that is the main economic activity in the area. Residents of Karura Village have cut ties with Kiambere Ward Community-Based Organization, CBO, that has been managing the resource for 8 years and established their own citing neglect and marginalization in sharing of the revenue generated. On Friday, there was a standoff after residents barricaded the road to ensure no truck ferrying sand would leave the area without paying the requisite fee of Shush 1000 to the newly established CBO. They said they wanted to take charge of their resource so that the proceeds collected from the sand could be used to carry out community projects like road, hospital and school improvement as well as restoration of environmental balance. Through our CBO Karura Community Sand Harvest Association, we want to draw maximum benefits from this sand to improve our lives, said Chair Felix Mbenji. They said instead of the sand being of value to the community, it had only brought them misery as a result of road damage due to heavy trucks using it and dust pollution that has predisposed them to respiratory illnesses. We have said enough is enough to the neglect we have suffered as Karura community in the hands of Kiambere Ward CBO and it is time we chart our own course, said a resident Jane Njue. They accused their ward rep Lenny Masters, who is the patron of the ward CBO, of micromanaging it, leading to skewed distribution of projects funded through sand harvesting proceeds. In response, Masters denied the allegations, saying no area in the entire ward had been left out in benefiting from a share of the revenue generated. Through the CBO, we have bought an ambulance that serves the whole ward, we have done water projects, schools and road improvement, he said. He accused some county government officials of being behind the formation of a parallel CBO with the aim of having a finder in the pie. The owners of that setup are government operatives who are fueling divisions and animosity so that they can also draw benefits from our resource, the MCA said.